This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Mike Schrand. Owners of the new Masonic Temple on Lindell Boulevard in Midtown St. Louis hope the new year brings renewed interest in the building, which is currently up for sale. Willis Ryder Arnold stepped inside to see what might interest potential buyers.
Entering the temple is like walking into an unused museum. Giant pillars ring the marble floor. A bronze statue of Thomas Jefferson stands across the room. St. Louis artist Jesse Housley Holloman's only remaining indoor fresco covers the wall just above the front doors. Masons, who own the building, are looking to downsize and sell the 88-year-old structure for $6 million. Building manager John Volman spent years volunteering at the space.
It's a pleasure coming in here on most days when you just feel the history.
A space in the back is a raw cement skeleton of what was meant to be a premier theater. I asked Volman if the space seems creepy to him.
No, this building is very warm and friendly. It's not creepy, to me at least.
However, the room is a 48-foot-tall vault of darkness, left barren from when the Depression dried up construction money.
Wipe your feet off so we don't drag all this dust.
We take a hand-operated elevator to a lodge room with a plush carpet and light blue walls, a color better suited to a 70s leisure suit than business conversation. Next door is a fully functional pink dining room. Expensive upkeep and an unused space directed the sale, but it wasn't an easy decision, according to Volman.
It's a big decision because a lot of people really love the building.
Near the temple's pinnacle is the commandery, a multi-story room with lush crimson carpeting. In 1926, 10,000 people reportedly attended the building's dedication. Now roughly 10 people use the space on any given day. So the Masons believe it's time for the temple to be reborn. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.